sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! And Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Oh, I'm back. Only was out 2 days, but I'm back. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Timmy Hall. The Boatman is back there. And I feel like I haven't seen my good friend all year long. Tyvis Powell, everybody.
It's been
college basketball, CBS Sports. This is March Madness.
That will always be a classic. But I got to
tell you, doing, buddy.
I got to tell you about yourself. Okay, this is the thing.
Wait. I'm confused. You say you have to tell me about myself?
Yep. Let me tell you what you did.
I did.
You almost set me up for failure today.
Get out of here.
Yes, you did.
What is he talking right at the beginning of the show? You're going to do this?
Yeah, because I got. If
what'd I do?
I'm about to tell you what you did. So I'm
please.
I'm sitting at the house, and I'm getting ready to walk out the door. I'm like, man, Tim hasn't called me to talk about the show prep.
Oh, get it.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to hear it.
It gets better.
The one time you're a professional.
It gets better. Listen. So
you
now,
can call me.
Not only did I not receive a call, I get an email from Tim Hall. I'll say, the show sheet is done. So I go look at the show sheet. So I'm prepping myself on my way over here looking at the show sheet that you sent. I get here.
What I do?
I get here and I'm talking to Bodie back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, and I'm reading, like, the your notes.
Good notes,
and
right?
And it's talking about, look.
It's good stuff.
It says to me.
Final Four.
No,
it's the LeBron story
that's
about
not,
Chip Kelly. That,
that's not
Beers
what it,
and Buckeyes
that's
with Pat
not
Murphy,
what it
630.
Says. Tim, let's look.
What do you got?
Look at that. Look at that. You see what time that was sent today? You see what day it is?
I sent him the prep sheet for March 22nd show. All right.
I said, wait a minute, because it says something about the women's final or it being winning the game. And I'm thinking like, who played? So, yeah, you set me up, Tim, and I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you would even. You're like Mr. Perfect around here. You made that tactical error.
I'm so sorry. Mm. Are you gonna be all right? I see. I think this will be the test. This will now be the ultimate test of Tyvis Powell, radio host. Forget about Tyvis Powell, the ex-athlete. Tyvis Powell, ex-Buckeye safety, football expert, any of that crap. We want to know who Tyvis Powell, the radio host, the entertainer, is. And now you're going to do a show with no prep.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's going to be your best one yet.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Only time.
We're going to F around and find out. You see, if you F around this much.
The more you F
this
around.
Is how much you're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
So.
We're going to find out today.
I think we're both very excited. I think we made it to the last weekend of college basketball. Yeah, we did, Tyvis. It's going to be a good show, don't you think? These two Final Four games?
Are you rooting for Purdue?
Pump it up. I'm rooting for Purdue for my parents.
No. You personally.
Well, I guess you could say I am personally. If I'm rooting for them for my parents, then yes, I would be rooting for them.
Okay.
Does that make me bad?
Yes.
I feel like we got a little bit of an Ohio State-Purdue thing here. I mean, we beat them. I don't feel the Ohio State-Purdue basketball rivalry. We talked about this maybe last week. I put the Ohio State-Indiana hoops rivalry up there. I even think at the peak of the Thad Mata run, mm-hmm. Wisconsin and Michigan State were big rivals.
Wisconsin was
with
definitely.
With Bo Ryan, you did Sully thing.
Michigan State was,
Tom
too.
Izzo and Michigan State.
I will never forget the Valentine's Day loss to Denzel Valentine. He hit the game-winning shot on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, Denzel Valentine was a very good player up there. But yeah. Michigan is there as well. That's a big time rival.
I mean, that's in all of sports.
Look. Both my folks went to Purdue. This is not a thing where it's Michigan in football and it's just so easy. And again, not everybody agrees. I don't understand the diehard Buckeye fans that could dare root for a fierce rival. And there is no rival in hoops that matches what Michigan is on the football field. I don't understand how you can root for Michigan after they've beaten Ohio State. To me, that's the end of the transaction.
You're talking about in football?
Yes. I'm talking about in football. How people could root for them after they beat you.
First of
all, it makes your loss better. It doesn't matter at that point.
I didn't.
You don't have to care about anybody else when you're Ohio State football. You win all your games. You win the title.
I personally did not root for them to win the national championship.
No, I'm not either.
However, what I will say is I thought that them winning it was the best thing that can happen to Ohio State.
I don't think that way.
I do.
I don't think that way.
Because it wakes you up. There's nothing worse than seeing your arch rival win a national championship. It wakes you up. It really does.
Yeah, well, and that's in a bad way. I feel the way that's coming from you now.
Yeah.
You're not looking at that in the way that I view some people as that makes the loss a little bit better because that proves that they're a better team.
No, I'm not looking at
that. Because a lot of people look at
that,
oh, it's good for the conference. It's good for everybody. Builds you up. To me, none of that has ever mattered for Ohio State. In football, they are the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
They are the conference. You're not worried about what all these other that's for little guys to worry about. For small fry Big Ten guys. That's for Maryland and Rutgers and those guys worry about the conference being good because they're a part of that. Not Ohio State. You go and win the national championship. If you don't, it doesn't matter what anyone else does. It's certainly for me personally, I don't want to see your arch rival, your nemesis, Michigan, go and do things that you should be accomplishing. It's a race. It's an arms race with them.
Well, when I look at it, it's unfortunate because, you know, back when I was banking, to be common man, back when I was banging.
Good job, Tyvus.
It was never a thought like winning the Big Ten was like a given. It was like that wasn't even something that you were, especially losing to the Wolverines. Like that wasn't even a thought. Like it was such a, such a given. It was such a layup, and
times have changed.
It really has, and it's
got to earn it back again.
People say that that's good for the rivalry. I don't look at it that way. I wanted us to really tie the all time and take it over. So I'm hoping that we go another 10-year run.
I agree. I can agree that on the outside, it does make it better for the rivalry. It's not better for us.
See, I don't know.
It's not better for us.
Why does it make it better for the rivalry?
But for the matchup. That now Ohio State gets pushed into a corner a little bit and has to respond, that makes for a more compelling football game for the national audience when the networks are trying to get not just the eyeballs in Columbus and wherever the Buckeye fans have dispersed out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get the most eyeballs of football fans. And I think that helps in that regard a little bit, that there's been this little bit of a pushback now from Michigan. And then you have the cheating scandal to throw that wrench in there, too. And now Jim Harbaugh leaves, gets the winning streak, and then says, you know what? I can't lose another one because I'm just going to go.
I say all that to say I'm rooting for NC State in the Final Four. I'm going with the underdog.
I'm fine with that.
I'm going with the underdog story. You know, I do believe that Purdue versus UConn would be
a Uconda. Purdue and UConn would be the one that everybody wants
to see.
I think
that would be a good match. I think that's...
It's big on big. It's the two best teams in college basketball all year.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, I think we will get it, but I would not mind seeing Alabama take down UConn and push their way in.
I mean, they can score with the best of them.
Yeah, when they're hitting their threes, if they get that other big guy, Grant Nelson, involved a little bit more.
Yeah. We'll see. I just don't want UConn to do. Everybody walked in there. Oh, UConn is just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
You know what this does to them?
And I'm just like, in March, anything can happen.
This would give them their sixth NCAA tournament win. Their sixth NCAA tournament win. Championship. You know what I'm talking about, guys.
Six rings. Who they? Michael
Jordan? That puts them up there with North Carolina and ahead of Duke. It's nuts. I mean, they're right behind UCLA, who basically cheated their way to all those titles.
Whoa.
Six rings in what? 25 years? 25 or so years?
Yeah.
When was their first one? 99? Does that sound right? Or 98?
I think so. Yeah. It was Jim Calhoun.
It was just ridiculous. Yeah, how?
It is. How successful they
just
are.
Ripped them off. Every time they seem to get there, too, they seem to win. I think they've won the title every time they've gotten to the Final Four, if I'm not mistaken on that.
And that's incredible. Yeah. I don't have that stat living in my head, but I think you're right, and that is incredible. It just goes to prove how good they are in this time.
NC State versus, if NC State and UConn win in both men and women, would that be the first time that both programs make it to the championship?
That's also a good factoid.
Because they both of them in the Final Four.
Well, you've had
that one more time.
UConn
and UConn, if the men and women both make it to the national championship.
No, both win. If the men and women both win, has that ever happened before? Yeah. And I would say UConn would be my best bet.
Might have 2011, Kemba Walker, maybe. I would guess one of those years that UConn won in like 11 and what was it, 14, somewhere around that range. I would guess the women won one
when
of
the
those
women
years.
Were in their peak.
Yeah. I would guess.
That would be my best bet.
UConn was on the road. Didn't they win like 100 games straight or something like that?
Yeah, they had a pretty nice
run there under Geno.
Yeah. Geno's been pretty good. But anyway, NC State and Purdue, and then you've got UConn and Alabama on the other side. Those games will be tomorrow night, so all the Final Four action
is in Cleveland.
The women's Final Four is in Cleveland tonight, and we will be joining those games at 8 o'clock, right after the Buckeye Show. So we'll get some FM Women's Final Four here tonight as soon as we're done. Why is one of the greatest athletes on the planet bringing up a current Ohio State assistant coach? We will tell you next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall, Tyvis Powell, all you fine Buckeye fans tonight. Reach us on Twitter or X at The Buckeye Show. Got anything to throw Tyvis's way? Feels like he's in a good mood tonight. Barbecue.
Yeah, great barbecue.
Eating crunch bars.
I can't believe
you're looking good, feeling good tonight.
Bodie, are you a Nestle Crunch guy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What is with
I don't even really know what that is, honestly.
This. Bodie is...
Oh, the candy bar.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
on,
okay. Bodie.
Come on.
I guess when he said it, when you said Nestle, honestly...
All right. It just was going over... Okay.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of was like the chocolate like powder that you make with like chocolate milk or something. That was the first thing I thought of, and so I
got some of that at home.
I was totally thrown off the tracks.
Nestle Quick.
Yeah,
so Quick.
Yeah,
the drink. Yes. The drink powder.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I was just totally lost.
I know you're more of the health guy around here. Watch what you eat, watch the things you drink. But if you were about to tell me you'd never heard of a Nestle Crunch bar.
Yeah, I like Crunch bars. They're not my favorite. I'm not going to grab it as I'm walking out of the grocery store, but I don't mind them.
No, I agree. I actually, and Common Man will tell you the same thing. I've heard him talk about this on his show a lot, too. There is something with the actual chocolate, their recipe.
Gosh.
It is, if you stack up any kind of, any version of Nestle chocolate bars next to Hershey, I'm sorry, Hershey wins.
You comparing apples to oranges.
I'm just comparing chocolate to chocolate and how the companies choose to make it. They can't steal the recipe from Hershey, but they can make it better.
Tastes better.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. So why are you buying a Crunch bar?
I just so happened to enjoy a Crunch bar.
I happened to walk by it.
I was at Sheetz getting me two drinks, zero sugar Gatorade and a Fiji water.
Oh yeah, Tyvis would drink a Fiji water. Yeah, that's right. We can't be seen drinking a regular water. No, no, no. I just go and grab the, you know,
Fiji
Dasani or whatever.
Fiji water's good for you. I had seen this thing.
Poland Springs.
Wait a minute, Tim. I seen this thing on Instagram. It was like a reel, and it was saying like all the water that's actually bad for you. And Fiji was not on that list, so that's why I got it.
Did you know that only 1% of the water on Earth is good for us?
Is that true?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, Fiji's one.
That's a fact that I brought with me from Kosai yesterday. I retained one piece of information from my 3.5 hours walking around the museum yesterday.
That's crazy.
With my son.
I was supposed to go to Kosai on Monday.
Really? Yeah. I believe I brought it up, and I didn't expect Jack to want to go with me because I was looking for something to do. I had a couple days off midweek here, and the weather was so bad.
You take off?
I was off.
Shame on you.
2 days.
Shame on you.
Well, now I know where you stand on PTO. Man,
yeah.
put a suit on you, throw you upstairs. God.
Who needs PTO?
Right? You're here to work, damn it.
That's right. Every day.
Every day. Never stop. Never stop until the fight is done.
I suppose you're not going to be here Monday because of the eclipse, huh?
I'll be here. Okay. But you know what? That is a special day. Man and Bone are going to do their show outside. Somehow, I don't know how, but they're going to do it out there.
They're going to look up. I'm looking at it, looking right at the eclipse.
Come again?
I'm going to look right at the eclipse.
Why?
Because I'm going to prove science wrong.
What?
You're not going to go, Tim.
Are you cousins with Kyrie?
Are you serious? You're not going to go blind looking up at no eclipse.
You're going to look.
I can look up at the sun and I'm fine.
What do you mean? You glance at the sun incidentally and then it hurts and then you look away. You stare in the fireball when you're driving home from work.
You telling me I can't do the same thing with the eclipse? I can look at it and if it hurts, I can look away.
You don't stare at the fireball. You have to put your visor down and it sucks to drive in that. Everybody knows this.
Tim.
It'll burn your eyes right out of your skull.
You're listening to something that somebody said in 1908.
Oh my God. Yeah, that Einstein was a real idiot, wasn't he? Theory of relativity wasn't proven right.
I'm about to prove science wrong. Tyvis versus science. Come on, look right up at the sun, eclipse.
Are you looking at the eclipse on Monday?
I'm gonna look right at it.
I dare you to.
I like to look it right in the eye.
I dare you to. I'll be doing a show with Ray Charles the next time I see you.
We gonna see. We gonna see, Tim. I'm gonna prove her wrong. When I come in here Tuesday or whenever the next day I'm scheduled.
Well, we just mentioned last segment, two segments in a row, I'm gonna mention the F around meter.
Anyways.
If you F around that much.
Let's talk about LeBron.
You are gonna fight. No, you don't just say outlandish things like that and then try to shift it to LeBron James. LeBron
listen,
ain't looking at
anybody
no
else. Listen, if y'all gonna look up at the eclipse, tweet at the Buckeye Show and say, I'm with you, Tyvus. Tell me
please,
I'm not crazy.
Please do.
Let's prove science wrong together.
Please tell Tyvus that the Buckeye Show, we are a show of science. We are learned men here, okay?
Tim, there's nothing that's going to... I'm not telling you...
We like
you,
to use our undergrad degrees to for at least some you, kind of good.
I'm not telling you to look at it the whole time, but I can glance up at the eclipse. Like,
oh,
stop it.
Oh, my. All right. Okay. So let me tell you what we said, the piece of information about the Buckeyes we'd give you. This did surprise me a little bit to find out that Chip Kelly was going to be connected in some way to this story that LeBron James told about his Miami Heat way back when.
Okay.
Back when he was banging.
Okay.
Right after
he's
they
still,
had their
he's
loss,
still
right?
Banging.
So LeBron James, in a roundabout way here, credits a lot of their success, the championships that they would wind up winning with the Miami Heat, and coach Eric Spoelstra, in mm-hmm. his mind, in something that he chose to do because they lost the title. Let LeBron fill you in from his podcast, Mind the Game.
Spo is the reason why we were a better team and our team was more assembled properly. That summer, he went to Oregon and hung out with Chip Kelly.
Oh, interesting.
He when we lost to Dallas, he went to Oregon and hung out with Chip Kelly and learned to spread offense and tried to figure out if he could translate that to basketball.
That other voice that you heard that sounded very snooty, but you couldn't tell was J.J. Redick from Duke. Oh, how interesting.
He learned.
That's it. But that is.
Spread offense.
Isn't it?
Wow.
He took. And look, there's. You're going to make more out of this than what's actually there. But I just think stories like that are fun to listen back to about just the respect that coaches in different sports have for one another.
Yeah.
Greatness, recognizing greatness, what Chip Kelly was starting to build at Oregon. He didn't win a national championship or reach the pinnacle. We could say that, you know, like we could put that out there. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He tried, he gave it his best swing. He had an idea about what he wanted to do and establish, and he was putting up buckets of yards, right?
Don't you think he revolutionized the game?
He did. I was going to say that. I think he revolutionized the way the game is played a little bit. He might not have gotten to the pinnacle, but it was darn close.
Well, he got
darn close.
He got every opportunity to do it now because he's got everything he needs to win it all.
So. And he doesn't need to be the head man to be able to do that.
No, he's still.
I think he's in a more comfortable place now. He's already gotten two cracks at, you know, being a head coach in the National Football League for famous franchises. Now mm-hmm. he's here. But to hear that Spo wanted to go out there and take a look at that. And he talked about how that was the precipice for Chris Bosh becoming a corner three-point specialist. Like, they needed their five. That's what, there was a lot of conversations, and how can we make this work? It's football and basketball, two separate things, right? But the spacing on a football field, the spread offense, how we were going to space the floor in basketball, which is a lot of what the NBA game is today.
Yeah.
And keeps going that way, without your five can be a three-point threat.
Yeah, you run five out, so you get all the space.
Yeah.
You can take, if it's five out, and you got a guy that's a legit shooter at the five, and he's spaced out, now you can take your guy on a one-on-one dribble and go to the cup because his help, the big man isn't in the paint because he got to guard the three-point line. So, yeah, I can see how he did that.
So, Chip Kelly should get a couple of rings from the Heat.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that now.
In a way, he's the reason.
Chip Kelly has inspired a lot of people. I mean, I know Urban used to talk to him a lot when we was banging. So, you know, he's done a lot.
All right, the Buckeyes had another practice today, and our friend Pat Murphy had another beer today. We'll talk beers and Buckeyes with our guy from Bucknuts next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Common Man has spent the past 18 years telling you how much he hates people. And yes, that probably means you, too. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays at 3.
The
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike? Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies, he's approved, and touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved. And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy.
It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
All right, Tyvus, should we play some bets here? We've had issues with me switching the phone on in this studio at our Talk One station, which is where I sit. Do you think it's going to work?
Yeah, I'm here. Usually works when I'm here.
Let's say if it works, you can't stare at the eclipse.
No.
If it doesn't work.
No.
You can look at the eclipse.
No, I'm looking at the eclipse
no matter
what.
I'll be able to hear the little noise when I click this green button to tell me if it's going to work. It works. It works. Pat Murphy is with us. What's going on, buddy?
I thought about just not saying anything for a few seconds to really freak you out there.
No,
but
no. You can't fool me, Pat. I heard the little click. I heard the clicking sound.
I knew you were there. I heard it, too. I've never heard that before.
That's right there. Do you like this sound, Tyvus?
Yeah, when it's a nice, cold, you know, Minute Maid or Country Time lemonade.
See, here's the thing, though. With the big day coming up on Monday, Pat, I don't know if you've seen any of these things, but you're seeing all sorts of these cool promos. Shout out to my guys at Raising Cane's. That was funny. They're giving away some free Texas toasts. I was in there the other day for lunch and saw the sign and said that we're in the path of toast-tality. So free toast. Right. And you know what the thing that the eclipse is going to give us? It's going to give us the corona. We're going to see the corona, the little ring. That's what that's called. So we know what we're going to be sipping on Monday, Pat. Right, buddy?
The only way you can see it is if you look at it.
Are you going to use the sunglasses so that you don't blind yourself there, Tyvus?
Pat, listen.
He's not, Pat. He's going to just use his eyes and blind himself.
Do you really believe that if I look up at the eclipse that I'm going to blind myself?
I don't know. It's not a risk I've ever felt willing to take.
Well, you know what, Patrick?
That's a good way to put it.
I'm 30 now, which means that I'm willing to participate. So
you're done with things, huh?
I'm done.
I'm 40. Listen, so what should I start digging my grave?
Prince said,
if you're 30 and you're ready to just look right into the sun.
Prince, listen, I told my wife, if God struck me blind, her beauty I will still see. Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Tyvus the philosopher. If only you loved some of our other guys like Albert Einstein.
I'm not gonna look at it. Like I'm gonna glance up at it, and be like, oh, okay, and then turn away. Like I mean, I'm sure I could just stare at it, but I'm gonna glance up at it. Like, come on now.
I actually hope that Ryan Day and the boys, they let the team out there. I mean, they practice in the morning, right? So I assume.
Yeah.
They got a practice day coming up on Monday that they would be all done and get to experience that cool little life event.
Yeah. Jerry Emig, the SID over at Ohio State, is not doing interviews Monday because apparently all of Columbus is going to be congested with traffic from people driving all over the country to come see this thing. So appreciate him not forcing us to drive around in what could be a pretty messy situation.
That is pretty good. Did you, by chance, I know we didn't have any media today, but did you hear of anything coming out of the Woody after this latest practice today as they continue with spring ball?
The one thing that I heard from somebody who was over there was Jeremiah Smith in all caps. And I don't think that should surprise anyone, given what we've seen and heard from him already this spring. The hype train, I won't even say it's left the station. Like, the station is so far gone with Jeremiah Smith right now that, you know, you can't even see it. I think this is a good thing. I'm always hesitant with freshmen, right? Like, you don't want it to get to their heads. You want them to keep working. And look, by all accounts, this is a kid who knows how to handle his business and whatnot. So, I think he will be fine, but I'm always a little cautious when there becomes a lot of hype before a kid even takes the field for a game. But he may be one of the guys that can handle it and has the talent to live up to all this expectation that's already getting thrust on him.
Seems that way, doesn't it, Tyvus?
It does, actually. I mean, the clips was stellar. I mean, I was looking at them Saturday, like, from the scrimmage, from Student Appreciation Day, and I was just like, it's nothing that you really can do about that. So I'm with all the hype.
When he is jumping over Jermaine Matthews and catching passes over Denzel Burke, those are two pretty talented cornerbacks right there, and he made it look easy.
I want to ask you about the quarterbacks. Although Jeremiah Smith was able to make some of those unbelievable plays, I don't think the ball placement was great. Do you think that what are you hearing or what are you seeing in this week from this past week? You know, is any quarterback separating themselves in this quarterback battle? Is there anybody? What about Aaron Nolan? He didn't get no snap Saturday. What about him? What's going on in all of these things with the quarterbacks?
Well, I think based on what we've seen and heard, I think if you had to pick a guy to start a game tomorrow based purely on what they did in spring practice, it would have to be Devin Brown. And now I don't know if that means that will be the case come the fall when Will Howard's had some more time to kind of settle in. And, he even admitted when we talked to him at Pro Day, it's not only adjusting to a new school and a new offense and everything, but he's adjusting to these receivers that are, no disrespect to Kansas State wideouts, but, significantly more athletic, more talented than what he was throwing to before. So he's still finding his footing at Ohio State, and I have no doubt that come fall camp he will be more equipped in this battle. I do think Devin Brown has really at least set himself, I won't say apart, like I still think it's probably pretty close there, but I think he's probably top of the pack, like I said, if you needed to start a guy tomorrow. You asked about Aaron Nolan. Look, I think it's just a numbers game, right? There's only so many snaps to go around. You've obviously got the two we just mentioned, Lincoln Kienholz, who's been in the program. And then Julian Sain, by all accounts, is just special. And look, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of guys transferring or whatnot, but I certainly think that he could, if needed, be a backup or a guy that could step into a game. And that's not to say Aaron Nolan couldn't. I just think Aaron Nolan's probably right where you would expect a freshman to be this early on. And Julian Sain's just a little different.
Well, look, I mean, the way I see it going, if all things get back on the right track, Will would be the guy for a year. And then you would want a talented guy like Julian Sain sit for a year and then be ready to go. And that's how you start the lifespan of a college quarterback. Pat Murphy is with us on the Bryant and Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. You said that Devin Brown would start the game if there was one tomorrow. Is that something that is surprising to you with the way this has gone with Will transferring in? And if not, what is the most surprising thing for you so far in spring ball?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a part of it. I think when you have a guy who had that much experience, he comes in, you just expect he'll be, taking the first snaps and, QB1 out of the gates. And when we saw the first couple weeks or the first couple practices that first week of spring ball, it wasn't really that surprising that they let Devin Brown have the first snaps. He's obviously been in the program the longest.
Sure.
But the fact that it's played out this way, I do think, shows Devin Brown has at least held on to that for now. In terms of most surprising, though, I think, and I know you and I have talked about this, Tim, the linebackers and the fact that there seems to be a confidence in this group. For me, this was a position group that was probably, or at least had the potential to be, a weak link for this defense that had so much talent returning, just because they didn't have the same kind of returning talent. It was Steel Chambers and Tommy Eichenberg. Yep, exactly. So the fact that they seem confident with Cody Simon and CJ Hicks and Sonny Styles is, and maybe a few other guys, is good news, I think, for sure.
When you look at the linebackers, obviously, you got Sonny Styles moving the linebacker, but a guy that I want to talk about is CJ Hicks. Obviously he was a big recruit coming in last year and they couldn't get him on the field last year. What is it looking like this season or in the spring right now for him?
I think he is in a much better place than he has been in the past. And if you watch CJ Hicks in high school, he didn't just play linebacker. He was all over. He played offense. He was playing safety. They used him to, you know, rush off the edge, I believe, at times. So it wasn't like he spent his high school career solely focused on linebacker. And then he comes into a Jim Knowles defense where that's your position coach initially, and you've got to, you know, really understand the system and whatnot. And I think it's just taken him some time. That doesn't mean that he can't live up to the 5-star rating that he had and whatnot. You just have to, you got to learn the position. And I think when these guys, you know, they have different trajectories, right? And for a guy like him that maybe didn't have as much time at that specific position in high school, it's taken a little bit longer, but it seems like it's starting to click, which, again, good yeah. thing for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, yeah. It seems that a lot of people agree with you, Pat, just when you look at the tea leaves and things that other people that cover the team are saying, and then James Laurinaitis backing that up as well, who's his coach, saying that he's having a really overall solid spring. You, sir, enjoy some Coronas on Monday while you safely look at the Corona from the sun on eclipse day, all right?
All right, you guys as well, and Tyvus, enjoy the lemonade for it.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Will do.
Thanks as always, Patrick. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep, there he goes. Glad the phones worked. Oh, man, what a Friday. What a way to go to the weekend. The phone's working. Click the button and he's there. It's great. He was with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Oh, one of my favorites. Guys ranking things on a Friday night. What will they rank? What's better than that? Find out. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President, Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the best-selling RAV4 with the best resale value in its class. Now through April 1st, get 4.75 APR financing on an adventurous new 24 RAV4 or electrified RAV4 hybrid. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Or you could get a great lease deal on RAV4 with approved credit through TFS. Plus, you get 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at Toyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Rockman and Ice.
Then you might get into a situation if I'm Dak was saying, well, I don't want to do business with you now.
You didn't believe in me before. We believed in you in a hospital room, giving you $160 million.
Rockman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
Because there's nothing better to do on a Friday night, let's just rank 5 things. It's the Buckeye Show's Power 5.
Timmy Hall, Tyvus Powell, all you fine Buckeye fans. What are the Power Fives going to be this time, tonight?
Well, for me, I'm doing the top 5 hardest things to do in all sports.
Oh, okay.
Not just football, all sports.
Yes, all sports.
Mm-hmm. Guys being dudes.
Yeah, yes. Dude, guys, man.
All right, so number 5 on my list actually is football. It's open field tackling. Now, as you know, in my career at Ohio State, I had moments where I struggled with this because those little shifty dudes be the scariest ones.
You had to learn how to be a man, not be afraid.
No, no, no. It's not being afraid.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
It's not being afraid. It's respecting what your opponent. And
no, I follow.
Yeah, so
it's hard.
I
agree with you. That does seem like one of the more difficult tasks to pull off in sports. What was the show that tried to get at this? There was a show that I don't know if I could call it popular.
Sports Science.
No, not Sports Science. Pros versus Joes.
Oh, that was a banger. I love that show.
That was a Bangor, Maine.
I love that show. They need to bring that back.
Yeah, what was that on? Spike?
Spike TV.
Spike TV.
Yep.
Slam ball.
Yeah.
Slam ball.
They jump off
Joes
the trampoline.
Joes versus pros. They might have gotten Ray Lewis to cameo on one of those.
The good that Ricky Williams was on there and they had to try to tackle Ricky.
Oh, my God.
It was a man amongst boys.
I want to watch that.
They should bring it back.
I want to watch that.
They should.
This is exactly what you're getting at. Just a regular guy, maybe played high school football, but then 10 years
that's
go by.
That's usually
you're
what they
do. Sitting in your office.
Yeah.
You can maybe work out for 3 months
they
before you're going to be on the show.
They tell all their friends, all right, if I would have played, blah, 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 I would have been pro. All that.
Oh, man, I'd throw football over them mountains.
Uncle Rico. Anyway.
So that's five.
That's
open
five.
Field tackling. That's a good start.
Number four, ice skating.
I don't know about that. Just ice skating?
No, like just like hockey. Like I can't do hockey because
I can't do hockey.
Ice skating. But I can skate, though, but I'm not a great skater. And, you know, that's part of playing hockey.
Tonight, we skate with them.
Think about that, though. You got to be a very strong skater to excel in hockey. That's crazy. I never thought about that until I went on Tyvis Tries and became a goalie.
You've got to master one skill before you can even get at playing the game. I don't know if, but you can.
Bodie agrees.
You can learn how to skate, though. I don't know.
No.
Learning how to open field tackle. I put that way more difficult than just skating.
Wait till you see the rest of
this. Baseline.
Wait till you see the rest of this list. Number three.
All right.
Now, number three, I got to learn. I just found this out, how difficult this was last year on my season of Tyvis Tries. Returning a serve in tennis. Listen to me, Tim.
A real 120 mile an hour,
Tim.
Of rocket first serve.
Oh my gosh.
Can't do it. Can't touch it.
No. Whoa. I didn't say that.
You could touch it.
I could touch it. I couldn't return it.
Not even close?
That's why I said I was very specific.
Did you get one back over the net, but just long or wide, or what was the best you could do?
Every time I got the racket on it. Thank you. Every time I got the racket.
Idiots helping idiots, right? Well, he just talked about how he couldn't do the hockey.
I couldn't do hockey. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. So.
Anyways, anytime I got my racket, it would just pop right up and go out of bounds. So, like, I couldn't get it back over. It was very difficult. Number two, hitting a golf ball straight. Like, straight.
Like I can show you how to do that.
You can hit it straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, Tim. Stop it. Stop
yeah,
it.
Sure I can.
Tim.
Getting a groove?
Tiger Woods can barely do it.
Yeah, he can. Come on.
Number one, hitting the
flush.
Hitting the curveball, number one, is by far the hardest thing. That's why I retired from baseball.
Trying to hit a major league pitcher.
Yes, curveball.
One of the coolest things that I got to try years and years ago when I had no idea what it was going to do, I went to the job fair at the baseball winter meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know about those, right? They have them every December. Hot stove starts. The whole league meets up.
Yeah.
GMs, everyone. They have a big job fair and a trade show as well. And so when you're there hunting for jobs, you want to check out the trade show and just get a look at that because it's a big thing. It's impressive. You're at the Swan and Dolphin Resort. This time it was at Disney World. So they had a little experience where you could try to hit like a real major league pitcher.
Okay.
And the major league pitcher was superimposed on a screen, and you would actually get to select like from a couple of, you know, all-star pitchers that were current in the game. And this was also tricky because the ball was loaded into a pitch machine back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a tiny little hole cut out that was exactly where the pitcher's hand would release the baseball.
Okay.
But the base path was normal, like from pitcher's mound to home plate was regulation. And I obviously couldn't touch it. Like, Not at all.
Oh, Tim.
Could not touch it.
Tim, I would have sent it
at
out.
Like 94 miles an hour. Like the highest level I ever played was, Tim, you know,
I would have sent it out
15 years old in Little League.
They would have been looking at me like,
sure.
Are you available for tryouts?
Yeah. I love how you don't lack confidence. It's going to be tough to hit that ball, though, when you're blind next week.
Tim.
It's going to be hard.
About to prove science wrong.
All right, so my Power Five is the best Easter candies. You like that? The best Easter candies.
I'm intrigued.
There's
a Nestle Crunch Bar on there.
There's no Nestle. Nestle Crunch Bar is not an Easter candy. That's not. You've got to be more specific with that. If Crunch has an Easter candy, then yes, throw it my way. I also am late in the game getting out to the stores for the Easter candy sales. So please hit me up and tell me if you've seen some Targets or Meijers or, and yes, I'm using the S's on purpose because I'm talking about multiple stores. Okay. Central Ohio, we put S on everything. Just let me know, CVS's, anything, Kroger's, where you've seen the Easter candy. Number five, I start with a nice little Cadbury cream egg. Cadbury cream egg, for me, it's not my favorite candy, but you sometimes respect a candy for its uniqueness and the place that it holds in its holiday. And that is an Easter egg-themed candy. So I have to have it here.
Okay.
It's got all that goo. It's got the yellow colored goo within the white colored goo. Cadbury cream egg. I can't do a lot of them, but I like to have them. Number four is the very specific here. No brand name, but a hollowed out Easter bunny. I don't know why. I also would like to think there's some science behind it for like chocolate surface area or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the density of it.
Mm-hmm.
It just tastes better. There's something about the hollowed out chocolate bunny versus the full solid one.
Did you have one this year?
I did.
Okay.
Have a couple bites of one of my son's.
Is it still there?
Fantastic.
You get the big giant one.
I like to just gobble the head or the ears. That's where I like to begin. I don't know what that says about me. Three. I was blown away that Man or Bone had never had these. Bone had never even heard of them. Starburst jelly beans.
Yeah, my wife.
Very specific.
My wife loves them. We was in Target a couple weeks ago, and she about ran me over with the cart to go get them.
Did she? Good on her. Yeah. See, Brock's, I think, could taste like chalk. Brock, chalk. Jayhawk.
Brock, chalk.
Starburst, the flavors are phenomenal, and they just fit so well. You can eat those literally like candy. You could just load up on those jelly beans. Two is a classic, Reese's Eggs. I don't think I need to give a lot of explanation there. They work in all different genres. They work when they throw out the footballs for football season, the Christmas trees for Christmas, the pumpkin for Halloween. They're great. And again, you lose that other layer of wrappers, which I hate with the classic Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, as you very well know about me. And number one all time. Any guesses? You know what I'm picking here? Number one all time? My Easter candy?
The
It's this very Easter centric too.
Hershey.
With the colors.
Hershey
no,
egg.
it's not a chocolate.
Oh,
something different. It's out of that realm. But it's a very, very Easter type of candy.
Huh.
And you'll kick yourself when
Is it Oh God, Peeps?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're disgusting.
No, yeah.
I think
man.
Peeps are terrible.
You're disgusting, oh, man.
Love a fresh Peep.
You just blew the whole list. You really did.
I saw here that this year they were trying a Dr. Pepper Peep. I would try it.
That sounds terrible.
I would try it. It could be awful. It could be awful, but I would try it. That is the Easter candy Power Five right there. Tyvus's five toughest things to do in sports, for which he has skating on ice as one of them, which I guess I'm a pretty good athlete because I can ice skate. I can't skate like a Columbus Blue Jacket. Well, I mean,
are you an ice skater?
I can skate. I wouldn't, you know, say I'm world class. I wouldn't even say that I'm good, but I can skate.
So you couldn't play hockey?
I think I could play hockey because I can skate.
What can you do? Can you go backwards?
I have to work on skating backwards. See, I would have to work on that.
Can't play
it's
hockey.
It's not. That's can't play.
See what I'm saying?
Sit down then.
It's harder than you thought.
Who are the best programs in the country, college football wise, at developing talent? One Urban Meyer weighed in on that recently at an event. We'll keep our finger on the college football pulse. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fam.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio Sports Desk.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you could lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, after an off day yesterday, the Reds are back on the diamond tonight. They begin a three-game set at home against the Mets. Hunter Green's on the mound for Cincinnati. That game just got underway a short bit ago. As for the Guardians, they had an off day today. They'll play two more in Minnesota over the weekend. Just six games left between the men's and women's NCAA tournaments as we enter Final Four weekend. They'll play the two women's games tonight in Cleveland, then tomorrow night it's the two men's games in Phoenix. Just about to tip off right now for the women is NC State, South Carolina. Then at about 9:30, UConn plays Iowa. Tomorrow, NC State and Purdue get things started at 6:09 for the men. And then UConn and Alabama is the nightcap. They'll tip off close to 9 p.m. And just six games remain in the regular season for the Blue Jackets. They play a pair of games over the weekend. Tomorrow, they host the Flyers at Nationwide at 7. Then on Sunday, the CBG are on the road against the Hurricanes. Face-off for that game is at 5. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Timmy and Tyvus here on a Friday with all you fine Buckeye fans. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We love you guys. Communicate with us at the Buckeye Show on Twitter and X. Bodie, before you get going, a little fun fact. We were talking about Peeps back there, a little family connection here. So the Washington Post, I believe this is still an annual thing. They do a Peeps diorama contest, you know, where you kind of make your own little world or whatever out of shoeboxes or some kind of background poster board, whatever. And then you photograph it yourself. You make the theme, you create it, you build it, you send it in, and it gets judged. And it's kind of blown up through the times. I think the Washingtonian, which is the magazine version, will do a big feature on it and unveil the winners. My sister entered this one year, and her Peeps diorama was featured in the Washington Post.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. And her theme was Peep NATO. It was very clever. It was right when the Sharknado movies were making their way on, what would that have been, Sci-Fi maybe? Not Spike TV. Probably the Sci-Fi channel with Ian Ziering.
Sci-Fi.
You ever watched Tara Misshapen Reed was in a couple of those movies, I know.
That's where the X-Files used to come on. Sci-fi.
You know, I was never really a big X-Files guy.
Me either, but I just saw
it. I wish I could go back and change that because it was such a popular show. I would. If I could go back then to when it was big. I don't think I could watch it back.
I don't think I've every time
I bet it wouldn't hit.
Every time I saw it, I would go right past it. I couldn't even tell you what the show's about.
You know what a show that still hits though? And
Grey's Anatomy.
No. That was so prime college years for me though. Oh my God.
It's coming back for the 21st season, I just
all
saw.
Of the lovely ladies in the dorms were watching Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So on. You might have watched a couple of episodes if you were trying to do some work, if you were trying to do some reconnaissance.
Oh, I got it. ER.
Might have. ER, no.
Saved by the Bell.
Just shut up! I've watched this show four times over now, and it's really not that old, but I don't know if it ever will, and I'm actually to the point where I'm waiting to show Jack the show. He wants to watch it really bad.
Breaking Bad?
Yes. How did you know that?
I don't know. I just had a feeling. That
How
is a great
you know
show,
that?
Though. I watched it it's for the first
phenomenal.
Time. It's probably been 4 or 5 years now, but it was well after it had, like, you know, ended in time.
I was even
live.
Late to the party.
And, yeah, I
didn't think it was a good plot at first. I was like, God. Chemistry teacher selling meth? No, thank you.
I had just never seen it, never got into it. Which, when it started, I mean, what did it start? Like, 08, 09? So I was like 12, 13.
Yeah,
so
it's got some age to it.
Yeah,
so
I was probably too young to catch the beginning and like fully understand everything.
Too hardcore for a 11-year-old
exactly,
man.
Yeah. But I agree. It's really good, man. That and Better Call Saul are both fantastic. Uh-huh.
Yep, the same family. I go back and forth which one's actually better. Breaking Bad has more of the action.
Yeah.
So I put that up there, but the script and the writing for Better Call Saul, really compelling.
What you talking about, that's how I feel about Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. Here. Oh, God. One of a kind. One of a kind. What's your favorite cartoon?
Of all time?
Yeah, of all time.
That's a good question, actually. I've never sat down and thought about that.
Were you a Bugs Bunny guy? Would you watch
Bugs? When I was a kid, I used to watch Scooby-Doo. Dexter's Laboratory was a classic to me. Johnny Bravo.
I wasn't really in on those.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
No.
Ed, Nettie.
No. No Johnny Quest.
Rugrats, Cat, Dog.
Ren and Stimpy. Rocco's Modern Life. Yeah.
Funny. Oh, Hey Arnold.
You mean Doug?
Yeah.
Doug Funny. Yeah. Full name. That's just Doug.
Doug, sure.
Yeah. I'll be your Doug.
Yeah.
All right. So let me start you with this. This was from KSL, TV station out there in Salt Lake City. One Jim Nance worked for KSL once upon a time as he was making his rise through the broadcasting ranks. So he was wearing, I saw this on Instagram, actually. This was on KSL's Instagram page. So I brought the audio with us. And I don't have every detail about where this was. I can only gather this was at like a coaching clinic of some kind because he was repping Utah. And that's fine for Urban to do. He coached there. That's a special place for him. And the transition from Urban Meyer to Kyle Whittingham has stood the test of time. It's been kind of a cool thing to see because you don't see that a lot where guys stay in one place. So he's wearing the Utah quarter zip. And he was talking about a very specific key for some programs out there and how they excel at it.
Development. It's not, you can't just say it's the Eric Weddle story. This is the best, I think Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Utah are the best I've ever seen that take that guy and make him a draft pick. Because they're not, I never really recruited against Utah. I just did it. Because, you know, there's, you know, Florida, we're recruiting against Georgia. You know, and so I think Coach Witt has an uncanny ability with his staff to make good great.
He mentioned Eric Weddle in there, and he said development. If you couldn't hear that first part at the beginning, I mentioned that before the break. Best three schools in Urban's mind at developing Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Utah. And I'm sure there's some bias there behind the Utah pick because he was there and he transitioned that program to Kyle Whittingham. And Witt, as he calls him, has done such a good job there and been to a ton of bowls and won a ton of bowl games and gave the Buckeyes a nice little assist that got them to that college football playoff game against Georgia, or they wouldn't have had that chance to try to rebound from the Michigan loss. But do you agree with him? I think maybe Iowa I might think of as well for developing the star power they recruit and then guys they send to the NFL.
Yeah, but theirs is always tight ends or offensive linemen. I think everybody
has. What's wrong with that, though?
Nothing. Nothing at all. But I think that if
as a lot of defensive players and linebackers at Iowa, too.
Yeah, the linebackers is pretty good, too. I just think that as a high school recruit, if I'm a lineman, like I'm always pick, like I'm always keep eye winner because I was always developed well. Yeah.
Wisconsin too, though, offensive lineman.
Now, when we talk a skill position wise, he's
different story.
He's 100% correct because they get like the rejects. They get the people that if you can't, sorry to say it, like they do, they do. They,
he's
you
not know, lying.
No, I don't disagree.
Like, yeah. USC is getting those top guys.
Michigan State,
LSU,
Wisconsin, like they get 3-star guys, maybe a 4-star guy, but it's not ever a 5-star guy that's like, yeah, I'm going to Wisconsin. Like that doesn't work like that. So they have to do a really good job of making a 3-star guy turn into a 5-star guy. Melvin Ingram, Jonathan Taylor, like all these guys, I don't think they were highly recruited coming out of high school, but they do a great job because they have a chip on their shoulder. They feel like they're overlooked. And that program, Wisconsin and Michigan State, I know this because I was getting recruited by those programs. And this is what they were telling me when I was on the recruiting visit. It's like these guys all have a chip on their shoulder because they feel like they are much bigger than Wisconsin and they should have been looked at by the bigger schools, but they didn't. So now they're here and they're grinding to show that they're as good as anybody else in the country.
I actually have some names for you, okay? Some program names for you to go off of this discussion. This is the best development programs in the Power Five. It is their difference between, and again, some of these will be little rating things that mean nothing to you, but they're out there, they live out there, they do have a purpose. You just have to have the mind to want to know exactly what they mean. I can't tell you right now, but the SP Plus rating, right, Bodie? This is some kind of ESPN data.
Yeah.
Their expected SP Plus rating, and it's based on the 24/7 Sports team composite talent rankings. This picture's from 2017 to 22. Wisconsin, number one, right on Urban. Utah, two, right on Urban. Alabama, three. So big dogs can still be good at developing that talent. Iowa, 4. And these add numbers to them. Wisconsin was 9.6, Utah 9.5, Bama 8.8, Iowa 8.6, Oklahoma State 7.7, rounding out the top five. It's all because of Jim Knowles developing that defensive talent. Then you had Iowa State, K-State, good old Will Howard, Georgia, Minnesota, and the Buckeyes rounding out the top 10 at developing talent.
That's a respectable list, actually. Because, like I said,
you get a mixed bag of power programs and guys that are kind of in the middle of the power
Alabama
five.
Was three?
Yeah, Alabama's third there, right above Iowa and Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a lot of good players, right? But it's not probably, like you're not getting 3 stars. You have to get a boatload of 3 stars when you're at the big programs, too. And if you're, like Ohio State doesn't get a whole lot of respect for taking Chris Olave where they took him.
Yes, and they do.
I'm making that point.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, I would give Ohio State a lot of credit for bringing in a guy like that and sending him out
that
way. Wasn't
CJ like
that,
too?
CJ was.
Well, he wasn't a high five-star guy.
He was pretty high four,
but
though,
wait,
if I remember.
Yeah, high four, but late in the game, late in the recruiting game.
Is it Chris or is it CJ that they were going to actually, like, scout a teammate?
That was
Chris Olave.
Yeah.
It
was Olave. Jack Tuttle?
Jack Tuttle was the
quarterback.
Yep, they're out in California. Whatever school they were at, yeah. And they were looking for Jack Tuttle, and Chris Olave became the better choice.
He was all right, yeah. I mean, top 10 draft pick or whatever, but he's fine.
Got another headline out there, Bodie?
A real quick one. Scott Frost is dying, Tim, to get back into coaching in an interview with CBS Sports.
Coaching's not ready to have him back.
Yeah, well, he's dying to get back in.
This is kind of what you get when you pick me.
Yeah, he went 16-31 in 5 seasons with the Cornhuskers. Did go 19-7 in the 2 years at UCF and had that undefeated run there. He did say this quote, "I know this. There's some good coaches out there. I'm a good coach." That's what he said. "I belong doing I belong doing it. I just don't know for sure where that's going to be right now. If the right head coaching job comes along, I'd take it. If the right coordinator job comes along, I'd take it." He's probably going to be more on the latter than the former there, on the coordinator rather than head coach. But Scott Frost did coach the greatest 3-win team in the history of college football, that 3-9 Nebraska team a few years ago that lost every game by basically 1 score and kind of found ways to lose. But God bless them. They still went 3-9.
All right. Thank you, Bodie. The Frosty boy wants to get back into college football.
We're done being great.
All right. So I was literally just talking about this area of improvement of Buckeye basketballs. We'll get into that a little bit with somebody. And then this whole article got written about it. Fill you in next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We're
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you, or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza, a golden crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's Signature Pizza on cauliflower crust, like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the family-size Highlander. Now through April 1st, get a new 24 Highlander with 4.75 APR financing, or 5.75 on an electrified Highlander hybrid, or get up to $1,000 APR cash on the new Grand Highlander, depending on model, when financed with approved credit through TFS. Plus, you get 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at Toyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
And shine, jabronis.
What a show this morning.
There's only one place where Buckeye legends lay the smackdown. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give me a juice box,
yeah. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
And
Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, hope you guys are having a great start to your weekend here. Before we move on, Tyvus, I got to tell them about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. I love these guys.
Yes, you
saw a few of my guys from Tri-State Men's Health today. Jeff and John, they were out here getting a little tour of the radio station. They were enjoying themselves. I told them, hey, you know what? I was just in the office today. The location in Hilliard is so convenient. I got my quick little shot in the ace that they love to give me once a week for my low testosterone therapy. I can get out of that office onto the highway on 270 and Cemetery Road there in Hilliard in less than minutes. The stinging in my ace is already gone by the time I make it here to work, like a 10 or 11 minute drive.
Nice.
It's beautiful. It's perfect. But today I got to tell you about the other issue, why you might need to see my guys at Tri-State Men's Health. If you're suffering from ED, oh, the dreaded erectile dysfunction, you need it to be function down there. So go and see them. It can be a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, not social. Well, I get social distancing, relationship distancing, conflicts, even breakups and divorce. And a lot of guys, they suffer from it. They can successfully be treated, but they just don't because they don't feel like getting up and doing it. See Tri-State Men's Health. Get yourself an initial visit for just $99. They will show you what they can do for you. A TMPSA test. You can get a test dose in the office if medically advised. And if it doesn't work, your visit will be free. So check them out. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. They got an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sexy fun times the day after your appointment. That is awesome. Yeah. Tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you.
Look at you, Tim. Looking out for the men out there. I love that.
Looking out for you, Tyvus.
Yeah, I might have to get down there.
Just trying to help you out and keep you happy. That's what I want to do.
I appreciate that, Tim.
Let's talk some Buckeye basketball, shall we? We didn't really get to break this down, you and I together, with what's been going on.
About the portal?
No, it's a busy week. It's a crazy week. I know Jake Diebler was on Rothman and Ice earlier. I got something from him that I wanted to play back for you guys while we get the discussion going. But I just think I'm not yet overly excited about how everything's gone. I'm still waiting, you know? And I believe that I will be. Michi is awesome. Yes. Very excited about Michi. Mm-hmm. But I still think overall, my net, you know, it's still net not yet excited. I want to be.
Not yet.
Yes. You know what I mean there. Like, we brought in a Michi, but you're losing a nice two-year player who is still developing in Roddy Gale. I did not in any way, shape, or form want to see Roddy Gale walk.
Yeah.
When we first started talking about Michi coming here, the day that Michi was in the portal and we all just assumed he would wind up here at Ohio State, but there was a lot of time between then and now.
Yeah.
He did make the choice, but I wondered what that meant for Bruce and Roddy and keeping both those guys happy.
I mean, you got to think that if he's not coming here to be coming off the bench.
And he wants starter big time minutes in a big role.
Right. I mean, that would be the whole reason why he came back. So out of those three guys, obviously somebody will come off the bench. And, you know, the way Roddy was playing at a point of this season, he probably didn't think he would be the guy. And you knew Bruce wasn't going to the bench. So Roddy probably just thought to himself, listen, I'm going to just go ahead and get out of here. And, you know, it is what it is.
But the way the story goes is that Roddy potentially wanted to be here, but he had a lot of people talking to him about where else he should go.
Yeah, I mean.
And it wasn't a money thing for Roddy either. And that's too bad. Because I certainly think that they could have configured this basketball team to have all three of those guys on the court for big minutes.
You would have had well.
Yeah, I think you could have. You could have had Roddy play the three.
I don't know.
Best guy with the ball in his hands all the time anyway, but he could push tempo, and he's going to improve on that. I just think the biggest year of Roddy's growth was going to be right now, because last year was the first year he ever played that kind of minutes as a college basketball player.
I thought he actually would be like the perfect six man, because if you think about 2 years ago in that Big Ten tournament, you know, when he went crazy, he was a spark. And, you know, this year he had moments. And he was very up and down this season.
Like, I agree.
When he was down, it was bad. But when he was up, he played really well. Then he had the game where he was rebounding the ball. He's like Russell Westbrook out there. To have a guy like that come off the bench and be a sixth man, like, that's the spark that your team need. And I think he could have really excelled at that. But
you're not going to get him to go back to that.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's not going to happen. He's a 13.5 a game guy, 45% field goal.
Once you taste that starter minutes and you see you're very productive, it's like, how can you ask somebody to do that?
And he's going to go to a good spot.
Yeah, he is.
Not going to be stepping down to a mid-major.
No.
You wonder if one of these guys winds up at DePaul, you know? I can't see that with Roddy Gale, because I think he's better than that. And that's no offense to, you know, Coach Holtman at DePaul. I think he knows where he is.
Well, he's definitely going to
get a complete rebuild.
He's definitely going to recruit him there for sure.
Yeah,
but
he's taking all the assistants, right?
Yeah.
And Chris has taken all the assistants.
He is.
Two so far. Jack Owens and Brandon Bailey just left him. But look,
but I think that
Jake gets a chance to really make this his thing now.
I think you got some solid pieces. You got Bruce, you got Michi, and you got Felix. The one concern that you...
And hopefully you got Devin Royal and some of these other guys.
Well, Devin Royal, I think he already said he's coming
back. He did. You're right.
Yeah.
My mistake. Scotty is definitely gone.
Yeah, so
he's in the portal.
Gone.
Roddy's gone.
Zed
Key is in the portal now, which we didn't really think he was coming back anyway.
I thought he was pretty...
But fine for a depth piece, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he had moments, too, where he was a spark. I mean, think about the Purdue game. He did a absolutely he did a phenomenal job in the Purdue game.
And I do think he could have only been a depth piece.
Yeah.
I certainly was not going to see starter again. But a guy that is here and the leader of the team is Bruce Thornton.
Right.
Jake Diebler on Rothman and Ice this week on what's ahead, what's next for him. I would imagine he thinks pretty good things.
You know, I look at Bruce, I look at even being a little more efficient. His assist to turnover numbers down the stretch of this season were really impressive. And, you know, his ability to make plays for himself and others is going to be really, really important for us. And I have absolute belief that he's going to take a jump from an efficiency standpoint too, you know, because I know how good of a shooter he is. I know how good of a shot maker he is. I think that's the part where you hope to see, okay, can we move that 3-point percentage up, while we increase the volume and things, which I feel extremely confident he's going to be able to do because I know how hard he works. I know how bad he wants to be great. And those things combined with his ability tend to result in really productive seasons.
I'm glad he brought that up, Tyvus, because I think it's okay to ask for more from your star guys. They are star players for a reason because they want to be. And at times,
sorry.
It never really happens to
bless
me.
You.
It just came out of nowhere. But at times, his offense and his shots just didn't fall.
Bruce.
And he mentioned it, upping the 3-point percentage, just the field goal percentage in general. He was 42% this year. He had a lot of times down the stretch where he was not 50% from the floor games.
I mean, he has to play better in bigger moments. You know, I think you think about just the last game, you know, when they lost in the NIT.
4 of 11.
Exactly. Yeah. He had a chance to hit the three at the end and he missed it and then Battle got it and he missed it. But
all three games, he was sub 50% from the floor.
Exactly.
3 of 7, 5 of 12, 4 of 11. You like the guy. And again, the assist to turnover ratio is awesome. He had 10 assists in that Georgia game. Mm. He had 13 and 10, but you'd like. In 19 and 7,
well,
you know,
he
want more points coming from him.
If this team is going to get back to the tournament and try to make some noise, he's going to have to be a little bit better as far as efficiency goes, and that's just what it has to be. I mean, he's the best player on the team; he's got to play like that. But he does a great job of getting other people involved, but he has to improve his shot making ability if this team really wants to make some noise.
I want to talk one more thing coming up because I didn't hit on the one point that I wanted to address with this team that, you know, I checked this whole article about what I was just talking about with somebody, specific area of Buckeye basketball. And we'll lump that in with a new little segment that we'll do late on a Friday show where we give you some of the best things from throughout the week. And we call them Buckeye Bits. That's right. Things that you need to know about the Buckeyes going into your weekend. That's coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
The Buckeyes are knee-deep in spring practice. If only there was a radio station to obsess over it.
This is an obsession.
We're your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Huntington, Kroger, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall. This is the Buckeye Show.
I got to get that one deleted. It's offensive. Enjoy the money, Tyvus.
Oh, I will. It's going to go to the Leiliana and Milani School Fund.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go to your LASIK fund next week.
Tim, Stop it. It's not going to happen.
All right, so picking up where I left off. And by the way, this new segment, late on a Friday night, we're going to try to catch you up with everything or just cool stories that relate to the vast atmosphere that is Buckeye Athletics with Buckeye Bits.
Bits?
So if you have a bit that you want to throw in that I didn't mention, Tyvus, please feel free. But I pick up where I left off with Buckeye basketball. And I was just talking about this with my father. He was texting me and seeing the Buckeye basketball news and, you know, making comments on Roddy leaving, but Michi coming in and saying how they got to go get Bronny James now. And you know what? They could go and get Bronny James. If there's a role for him to come off the bench, if he can understand who he really is and not expect too much and help the basketball team, I'd be okay with that. But before you go on him, the thing that they desperately need to have going into next year and get better at, and I agreed fully when my dad brought this up, was three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Three-point shooting. And then Josh Paloha for 11 Warriors basically wrote an entire article about Ohio State must address three-point shooting in transfer portal after losing majority of production from the 23-24 season. And a lot of stats back that up. Basically, think of it in this term. You lost Jamison Battle. He was basically the only good three-point shooter you had. So there you go. You lost him. You need something like that coming back.
See, this is my problem with this, because it seems like every time we go get a transfer shooter, it doesn't work out.
Jamison Battle.
Outside of him. He's the only,
he checked a box of being the best guy that you've gone out and gotten so far. What other three-point shooter have they got?
When I was going to college.
Oh, McNeil from West Virginia.
Yes. When I was going to college here, it was a kid that transferred here. This had to be like 2013, okay, 2012, 2013. Can't think of his name, but he was supposed to be this lights out shooter, and it never panned.
Transferred in, yeah. And was supposed to be that good.
I believe he transferred
in like 2012, 2013-ish.
What is his name? Oh my good, Tim, you don't remember this guy?
You're not thinking of Amadeo Della Valle, the Italian.
I think
he was a recruit. I don't think he transferred in.
I think that's him.
Amadeo Della Valle was a project guy.
Yes.
He wound up leaving early to go play professional ball in Italy, which I respected, whatever. You know, he left after two years.
But he was supposed to be this lights-out shooter, and he wasn't.
No, he just wasn't able to get on the floor a lot for what Thad Mata needed. Just wasn't able to be the complete player. And look, Justin Ahrens was not a transfer.
He was another one.
He transferred out when it was done because Justin just wouldn't do anything. Anything. And a lot of times he would go through cold spells.
Yes, he did.
You can't have your three-point
specialist.
Other
than that, he was fine.
you can't have your three-point specialist who won't play defense and won't put the ball on the deck and drive when someone runs him off the line. He's sick. The thing that's so frustrating for me is these guys with size. Yeah. Like, he was 6'7".
I know.
And he wouldn't do anything.
I know.
But shoot.
Yeah, like, Battle would take it to the rim.
Battle
and he would, like, throw it down, man.
Which I didn't know he could do it. I know. He did it.
He had that one dunk in one of the NIT games where it was like, whoa.
That guy was a basketball player. I say was, like, he's dead now because he's timed out of Ohio State. He's a basketball player and an elite shooter to go with it. Ahrens was not that. God love him.
Is Bronny a shooter?
No. God, no. No, not yet, at least. I'm sure he wants to be. What basketball player that's a guard doesn't want to be able to shoot the rock like that?
He entered the draft, so.
But that's the thing that I was saying. They've got to get three-point shooting. And, I mean, I like the four so far, right? Like, Bruce and Michi, really good.
Felix.
One of the best backcourts in the Big Ten, I think, with the experience. You know, a 5-year guy, right? Isn't this year 5?
For who?
For Meech?
I think
you're
right.
It was 2 at Ohio
that.
State and 2 at South Carolina.
Yeah, it is.
So tons of experience. 3 years as a starter for Bruce Thornton as a junior coming back in. And then you got Felix at the 5 and Devin Royal as your 4. He could be your 3 if you transition him to that. But they need a 3. Tell me Evan Mahaffey would be the answer starting. I would like him coming off the bench doing some of those things. Mm-hmm. You cannot have a guy out there that will not even be defended at the 3-point line. You've got to get something there.
Michi and Bruce would be your only shooters. Yeah.
And Michi's got to get better with his outside shot.
All of them do.
The numbers have to go up. Bruce's numbers have to go up. We just addressed that.
Yeah, all of them do.
Yeah. Devin Royal's got to become a 3-point shooter. You've seen him
not afraid to fire it. I appreciate that want to, that desire. Devin looks like he wants to score lots of points. And you know what, Devin? I want you to score lots of points. If you want to be a 23 a game guy, be my guest. Go and do it. I like that. He's got a little bit of that Deshaun Thomas in him. Show me where the goal is. I'll put the ball in it.
That guy could shoot.
Deshaun loved to score.
Oh, yeah.
God. He would fight people for offensive rebounds just because he wanted the buckets. And I like that out of him. All right. So that's a Buckeye bit. Buckeyes need to get better right there. You know what? I went to Ryan Baker.
The touchdown maker.
I went to Ryan Baker, Mr. Menthol, always smelling nice, for one of these Buckeye bits. And I saw this on one of the Buckeyes Wire articles. And he had this before anybody did because of his personal observations when he would do some work covering high school football. You remember when he said this, right? About Damarian Witten, who is not down here with the Buckeyes yet.
That's the Glenville.
Yes.
Yeah, tight end.
Yeah, tight end. But by way of Damarian's father, he said so athletic that he's starting in the wide receiver room this year. So apparently, a little inside scoop on where the Buckeyes see him starting his development. And Ryan had that early. That was his prediction.
He did.
But I thought that was pretty good out of him.
But I don't want him to get to like, I don't want it to be like a G. Scott thing, you know, where he comes down as he's a wide receiver.
And it doesn't really.
And then it don't work out. Then they tell him to go to tight end.
We need you in the tight end
now. We need you to put on 30 to 40 pounds. Like that's.
But
that's
you know what? It's college football. And it could happen.
It could.
It could potentially happen if there's other guys ahead of you.
Why not just start him out at tight end then?
Well, I guess because they don't see him heavy enough or a good enough blocker. I don't know exactly what his
size,
height and weight is in front of me, but it's probably going to sound like a wide receiver build. It's probably going to be like 6'4", 6'5", 220.
This is the day we
something like that.
We could just look these type of things up on the internet.
Yeah, you don't seem to be too fast doing it, though.
6'2", 203 pounds. 215, excuse me.
See, that's not tight end size. Not yet.
Well, he's 6'4", 215.
Yeah, that's too light.
Yeah,
you have to get in the weight room and get a mixed program.
He got to put on a good 30 pounds.
The other, here's another Buckeye bit for you. What do you know about Mike Brewster? You ever run into him in the past? Former Buckeye football offensive lineman.
I know who he is. I don't think we've ever crossed paths.
Haven't crossed paths with Brewster.
I think he left right before I got here.
Interesting spot where his coaching career is taking him. So he had a nice little NFL career, right? Had time with the Jaguars, the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints. He was all Big Ten, even all American honors here at Ohio State. And he, after some stints as an assistant with the Cincinnati Bearcats, 2020 and 21, he was at Tennessee State, Eddie George, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2022 and 2023. Valparaiso, I think they're now the Beacons. They had to stop calling themselves the Crusaders. That's Jake Diebler's school.
Yeah.
Where Jake was a player. Mike Brewster's the new offensive line coach at Valpo.
Is that in Chicago?
It's close.
Close to Chicago?
It's in northern Indiana. I know because my mother went to school there. My grandmother graduated there.
Oh, so they're a proud alumni.
Oh, I'm just a huge Valpo fan. Yep.
Good for you. You say he's the head coach there?
No. Offensive line coach.
Oh, okay.
Offensive line coach.
Okay.
I like that. A little Buckeye bit for you that's just from me, just from talking to some guys around the Block O and talking to Gary Pettit, who's the SID for basketball and covers a lot of other sports too. Mm-hmm. Men's tennis is one of his deals. Men's golf is one of his deals. And this is awesome. There's actually a couple of articles. Golf.com actually has an article about the 100 practice holes that this man has already played in Augusta. Ohio State golfer, current golfer, Neil Shipley, is playing in the field at the Masters.
What?
Yeah. How cool is that?
Really?
Honestly, how cool is that? A current Ohio State Buckeye is playing at Augusta next week. You know why?
Wow.
Because he hit this unbelievable wedge shot when he was battling at the United States Amateur, And this would have been in his semifinal match. It was the shot that he hit that he sucked back like 25 feet, the amount of backspin he put on this wedge. And he knew he was going to have a tap and birdie to win his semifinal match. He knew in that moment, just getting into the final two got him to Augusta. You finish top two at the U.S. Amateur, which is a very prestigious event.
Wow.
You go to Augusta.
And if he wins it all, he can't get no money.
I don't think he does, yeah. I think he's playing full amateur status, even in this NIL world. I think it's nothing.
I hate it. I hate it.
And you know our guy Maxwell Mullivan, who's been on the show.
Is he there?
Fine Buckeye golfer. He's not there.
Dang.
He played 2 years in a row at the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
just through straight up qualifying.
Yeah.
And that's impressive.
Yeah.
And he made the cut this past year.
I still got golf eligibility.
I should too, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Would you
I can't play. They have to get me at a closer tee box. Then maybe I could do something for
Well, I think I'm holding on to the clubs now, so.
Okay, the grip is good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your Buckeye bits, all right? Some good news on the Buckeye recruiting front to send you dancing into the weekend as we look at some of the best on social media. Hashtag Buckeyes is next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
Your mama say you ugly, hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Common Man and T-Bone.
17 years ago, buddy. This teen South Carolina.
Is she doing porn now?
Is she? I didn't ask that too enthusiastically, did I?
Is she?
Is she?
Wow.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on the Fan. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Friday. You know, if you missed anything at all from this fine show that you guys love so much, play it back. 10 minutes after the show is done, it gets uploaded into podcast land. So anywhere you get your audio, just search it up, subscribe, download, leave a little review and a rating. We would certainly appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. You know, so I'll start with this. I'll start with some of our guys that are hitting us up tonight, and you can reach us at The Buckeye Show on Twitter and X. Christopher chimes in. He was listening in when we were talking about our shows.
Mm-hmm.
I would mention, you know, watching back Breaking Bad. Bodie read my mind. He's a fan of the show, too. And he did not watch it on its first run, which shows you about its lifespan that it has. And I didn't watch it at its beginning either, and I caught up with it by the time the finale aired for everybody. Remember how we used to just watch TV as the show was being released.
Yes.
We had a time that we had to show up to watch the show.
Yeah.
Or else we missed it.
Yeah. New episode come on at 8 o'clock.
Do you miss that?
I got to be there.
Do you miss that? Is there a bit of nostalgia?
It hasn't been
like
a
that?
Good, it's not a good show. Like, that's out. Like, I don't even think they all just give them to you.
No, my point is no one watches TV like that anymore.
I agree
with
that statement.
You just set
too.
Your, yeah. You just set it on YouTube TV, whatever it is. You record it. No one really, I mean, there are still channels that do release shows at certain times, but what percentage of people actually watch that way anymore?
I would.
Where they show up if at the time.
If the show was that good, I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Like a lot of times now on the streaming services, a show just gets released at like midnight.
Yeah, that's exactly
on a Friday or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you can watch that way. I usually like to wait a few weeks for them to
stack up.
Stack up.
Yeah,
exactly. I think Curb's doing it that. But Christopher L., he sent us one of his lists because he was listening to us talk about our shows. He said he's 33-year-old. Favorite cartoons. He said, number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. My guy. Chris, that's music to my ears.
It is a good show.
He says two, Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog, that's a good pull, too. Three, Recess. I don't know that one. You do.
You didn't know Recess?
You do.
That's crazy.
Four, he goes with a classic in Doug. Doug's great. Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Favorite TV series to watch, he gave us four, too. So he did Power Fours. A little Mount Rushmores, I guess. One is That 70s Show. I was okay with That 70s
I've
Show.
I never watched that.
Mila Kunis. Great.
Ashton Kutcher.
Good. Other guy became a total scumbag.
Are they married?
Jail.
Wait a minute.
Just good.
Aren't those two married?
I believe they, yeah.
Mila and Ashton.
Mila and Ashton. Yeah, they are. Then he goes 2.5 Men. All right.
Never watched Charlie Sheen. Never seen it.
Three, he goes NCIS. And four, he says all the CSI shows.
I never watched none of them.
CSI New York, CSI Miami, CSI Los Angeles.
Is that the one with
CSI
Ice
Columbus,
T?
CSI Topeka.
Is that the Ice-T show?
I'm sure he's in one of those.
No, that's Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Chris O'Donnell in one of those silly shows?
Yes.
The old Robin?
NCIS, maybe?
Yeah. LL Cool J?
Yeah. They're in the same one, right? I think those two are in the same one.
Are they together?
I think so.
Oh, I bet they make a hell of a team.
Yeah. I bet they solve the crime every time.
I bet they make a
hell
of a team.
Didn't mean to rhyme there, but.
NCIS, that's the one with, he'd make a wisecrack, right? And then they'd go into the Who? The Who song?
No, I think that's CSI.
He should have said First 48.
I know the one NCIS had the guy who I think like his dad won the Heisman at UCLA or something like that, and he played at Michigan. Tom Harmon. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay.
He was on
one of the NCIS shows. All those shows it's hard to keep track of because every time they come up with one, it's successful, and then they make like four more. And the only thing they change about the title is the location of the show.
It's just the location of the show. Yeah. That's it, yeah. So one thing that I was looking at recruiting-wise, this is pretty good. You always want to get a good start going into the weekend. And when Bill Kerlick, the dean of Buckeye football recruiting, tweets about something, Tyvus, you take some notice. Mm. And he had the photo with the player and Ryan Day, high four-star defensive end. He was very impressed with his first Ohio State visit. And he locked in an official visit, so you know he's coming back. And that is defensive end Darren Ikinabon. He is a Hillside, New Jersey guy.
Jersey guy.
Jaden Bonsu came from Hillside, New Jersey as well. So you got to establish pipelines in this game. 6'5", 251 pounds. Hillside, New Jersey, by way of Nigeria. Mm. Always love seeing international prospects.
Yes.
Kids that grew up around the globe. Hero Canoe, Germany, right?
Yep.
At Ohio State right now. Could be a good defensive tackle for the Buckeyes this year. So I like that. I like seeing that.
That's nice. Anytime you can get a good D lineman, that's always good. I was looking at, did you see that the Buckeye women's recruit, I think her name is Jelani Cambridge? She hit the game winner today. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, she hit the game winner to the finals. They going to the finals. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video. It was a nice little floater shot, too. She got game.
What about Haley Van Lith?
Buckeyes. Isn't she in the portal?
Yeah, portal.
She trying to come to the Buckeyes?
No, I'm just saying.
She had a tough Friday night.
Yes, she did.
I'm just saying we're going to throw that out there about everybody. You know, Bronny jumps in the portal. It worked with Michi, right?
Bronny, You just said he got to come off the bench. I don't think
he wants to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's appealing.
He wants to go to the NBA.
They should focus.
We
should focus on his little brother.
By the way, we here are sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com. Tyvus, that was so much fun.
Yes, it was.
So much fun with you, buddy.
Well, make sure you look up at the eclipse on Monday.
Wear your glasses, folks.
Just glance up.
Final Four, the women's Final Four coverage is coming up next, right here on The Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the powerful new Tundra 4x4, with the best resale value in its class. Now through April 1st, get APR financing as low as 2.25% on a new 24 Tundra. Up to $1,500 customer cash depending on model. Or you can get a great lease deal with approved credit through TFS. Plus, get 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at toyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.